News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned, the day after Leona O'Callaghan bravely waived her anonymity to speak about her rape and the trial and the whole ordeal yesterday, a raft of recommendations in this area have been published in the North. These came in the wake of the now very well-known Belfast rape trial. Ellen O'Malley Dunlap from the National Women's Council of Ireland joins me now on the line to discuss. And Ellen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
I appreciate, look, we're talking about a different jurisdiction and different rules, so I might just ask you, I suppose, a few of the headline things that come out of it and how maybe they apply here and how they might be changed. One of the issues looked at by the senior judge, Sir John Gillan, in the North, was about anonymity. He singled out, actually, the Republic as kind of being an outlier in common law jurisdictions. How does anonymity work in Ireland, and is there any proposal to change it?
Well, in terms of the recommendation, is that they're saying in Northern Ireland, they're suggesting that the public be excluded except for family members of the complainant and defendant. Now, we have anonymity in this jurisdiction for a very long time, and it's very welcome to victims, because it's only when a person is found guilty that the judge has discretion when the victim wants to waive their right. And in Northern Ireland, the recommendation is that the person found guilty's name would be named anyway. But we have discretion here, and the reason is, and it gives more power to the victim, because the victim can decide here. And I think that's really important, because sometimes, I mean, if it's a family member who has been the abuser, and or somebody is going back to live in their own community, where and so often the accused person or the person found guilty is known and to the person and is somebody from their own community, and the victim might not want the person named, and that should be
their
decision.
This sounds like an awful question, so bear with me, and I mean absolutely no insult to anyone, but just to make the argument, is there not a public interest argument in naming somebody who has been convicted of one of these offences that possibly trumps the interest of the victim?
Well, the decision in our jurisdiction has been to give the power back to the victim, and I think that is welcome. But much more now, victims are coming forward and they're naming the person when they're found guilty. I mean, you saw there's a case in the papers this morning.
Yeah, Leona O'Callaghan.
Leona O'Callaghan
is in all the papers, yeah.
Patrick O'Dea. So that's really important. Now, they're put on the sex offences list. I mean, and a person found guilty will be given, except in exceptional cases, will be given a custodial sentence. And so they are taken out of, you know, the public interest is looked after, they're taken out of society, and they're on the sex offences list when they are freed from jail. But the other area, I think, is really important, that we have education. We for judges and for everybody in the court system who are dealing with victims. And I think we had the whole rape trial in Belfast highlighted the fact of that, how myths are still so much bound in our society around.
Yeah, and John Gillan
blaming.
Yeah, John Gillan recognises that and says we need to challenge these myths about rape.
Yes, and we have a situation where the law changed recently in our own jurisdiction, where we have a definition of consent now in our legislation. And the judge can, I mean, what he's recommending is robust action by judges and recommendations for how defence cross-examine. And we need to have those changes in our own jurisdiction. For example, a judge could, at the beginning of a trial, instruct the jury as to about the myths, and I think that would be really important, what consent is, what consent isn't. And another recommendation by Judge Gillan is that the defence teams should be interrupted when they're cross-examining somebody in an inappropriate way.
Yeah, the issue about cross-examination, let me ask you about that, because John Gillan suggests that, look, at some point in the future in the North, maybe legislation will be introduced to change how victims are examined and cross-examined in court, that it might be videotaped and it might be done prior to other elements of the trial. And certainly, that's something you hear about down here as well, is how harrowing people find the entire process, and that feeds into the under-reporting of rape. How important is it that we address that situation, or how inefficient is the Irish system at the moment?
Well, I think it's really important that we have a look at this, and that it would be really important what Tom O'Malley recommends, I think, from the working group that has been established recently by Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan. And pre-recorded evidence is one of the recommendations that Tom O'Malley is looking at, and also pre-recorded cross-examination for complainants is again something that has been recommended. So it'll be interesting to see what Tom O'Malley recommends in his report, because obviously he'd be looking at the legal consequences of that, and if that's possible. Because some of the recommendations, for example, by Judge Gillan, he has, I think, 29 recommendations, and 11 of them require new legislation.
Yeah.
So, those kinds of requirements are really important that they're looked at. But I suppose the most important thing for us to remember is that a victim, no matter what they were, no matter what, what situation they're in, they're never to blame, really. Nobody puts themselves in the way of being a victim of rape or sexual assault. And it's always the person who commits this crime is the person who is responsible.
All right, on that note, Ellen O'Malley Dunlop from the National Women's Council of Ireland. Ellen, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.